You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Doctor is sponsored by Ellie Mae Pet Supplements. Visit us at battle-cancer.com for more information on how Ellie Mae Supplements can help your dog.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Will my cross-eyed male Siamese cat's eyes uncross when it's neutered? Believe it or not, that was really the question that launched the book, The Secret Sex Life of Dogs and Cats. And where do puppies come out? Why did his testicles grow back? Can my rabbit get my cat pregnant? These are but a few of the questions that are answered in this edutaining book written by none other than your pet doctor host, me, Dr. Bernadine Cruz. We'll be right back after this short message to find out what other bizarre questions clients have asked me and my colleagues about pets and sex. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Did you know cancer is the number one cause of death in dogs? One out of every three dogs is affected by cancer at some point during his lifetime. And half of those dogs affected die. Shocking, isn't it? Symptoms of dog cancer are nonspecific and often lead to a late diagnosis of the disease. But before it reaches an advanced or incurable stage, cancer exhibits mild but recurring symptoms. If you think your dog is losing weight, has a loss of appetite, looking dull and listless, is non-social, or has any sores, swellings, bumps, or lumps, or abnormal growth anywhere, it's time to visit the vet to make sure everything's well. This message is brought to you by Ellie Mae Pet Supplements. Ellie Mae is an animal healthcare company that creates products which focus on improving the overall health and quality of life for your much-loved pet. Visit us at www.battle-cancer.com for more information on dog cancer and how Ellie Mae supplements can help your dog.
At Petco, we really love pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
"So how do you feel about cat condos?"
we can say from experience,
"Feels like home for her."
Enter the code DR10, DOCTOR, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
Hi, this is Tim Link, host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Join me as we feature interviews with best-selling pet-related authors, award-winning writers, journalists, and bloggers. And we'll tell stories about the animals and interesting topics about the animals in our lives. Each of the interviews will give you a first-hand knowledge about why the authors and writers chose a particular story, what the feature animals meant to them, and what has become of those animals that we've talked about. And of course, I'll also share stories from my own books, blogs, articles, and experiences. So be sure to join me and the writers and authors on Animal Rights.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Okay, believe it or not, really, sex is still a topic that many people are uncomfortable discussing with their own doctor, much less their pet's veterinarian. It's awkward sometimes to admit you can't figure out if your kitten is a Morris or a Molly, and puzzling trying to contemplate the difference between neutering and spaying. They really are basically the same. Neutering is just kind of the generic term for either a spay or castration. But some people just can't handle that word castration. It was probably about 4 years ago, I decided after getting together with veterinary colleagues, and veterinarians, like anybody, will say, you know, you won't believe the strange question that I was asked the other day. You know, I should probably write it down someplace. I decided to actually get all these questions together. So I contacted many of my colleagues throughout the United States saying, okay, send me the craziest question that you've ever been asked. And there are some amazing ones out there. But I found that the best ones really had to do with pets and sex. People don't seem to know a lot about their own sexuality. They know even less about their pet's sexuality. So since was born The Secret Sex Life of Dogs and Cats, I call it an R-rated book. It's really not something for children, though there's nothing that racy in it, but young children may just not learn a lot from it. It's actually broken into a couple different chapters. Courting the Beast Within, The Ins and Out of Mating, Whelping in Wonderland, The Patter of Little Paws, Snip and Tuck, I think you get the idea there, Wagon on the Wild Side, and then an anatomy section at the very end. I thought the anatomy was important because oftentimes my clients will point to their right elbow and say, oh, it's having a problem with its left knee. It's like, no. Imagine yourself on all fours. That's an elbow. Oh, the knees are in back? Yes, just like you. And you have to pretend you're the animal. So their left, as you're looking at them, is your right. So getting the anatomy down is really very important. So I thought today I would break down these various chapters, go through some of the questions that were actually asked to veterinarians, some to myself, give you sometimes the smart aleck answer, but also the real answer. If you decide that you want this book, you can find it on Amazon.com. Title again, The Secret Sex Life of Dogs and Cats. So let's talk about the very beginning, and that is going to be courting the beast within. So we know that beginning with the onset of puberty, humans learn to primp and preen and flirt and approach the opposite sex with cautious determination. Our rites of passage are fairly predictable, but in the animal kingdom, things are not as always clearly defined. What is instinctual to our pets may seem incestuous to us. Some aspects of human sexuality can be perplexing and at best, and at worst, they can be somewhat alarming to the uninformed. Who would ever suspect that dogs can really get into golden showers? And this is their way of laying claim to another animal versus giving them an engagement ring, for instance. Dogs love to have that eau de love to attract the opposite sex. And that is a scent that can travel for extended distances, sometimes even up to a mile or so. And even there's known to be interspecies intimacy, but the chances of having that cat and the bunny mate and make a kabunny, it's not going to happen. So let's try some of these crazier questions. Had a client that came in, this was actually a question that was asked to me, wanting to know their outside cat was looking a little bit ragged around the edges, and I told them that we needed to test for some of the viral disease like feline leukemia and feline immunodeficiency virus, FIV. The owner thought it was a good idea since the animal was intact and he knew that it wasn't having safe sex. So he was afraid that, you know, the cat could have gotten FIV, wanted to know where he could buy some kitty condoms. Well, after trying not to laugh at the gentleman, I explained that, no, FIV was not something that was sexually transmitted for cats. It was actually from deep bites. And getting a pill down a kitty's throat is hard enough. There are no such things as kitty condoms, and I wouldn't suggest trying to put one on a cat if they did make one. Another strange question. Owner wanted to know, how could the dog possibly be pregnant? They only let it out during the day. This is one of those situations where you start learning a little bit about the owner's sexual proclivity. Probably not into nooners at all for this particular pet. When an animal, cat or dog, is in the midst of estrus, in heat, they don't care where they are, day or night, they're going to want to get it on because it's just a matter of hormones. Another question kind of along the same line, owner wanted to know, how could the dog possibly be pregnant? She only let this dog out and about when the dog was on its period, and dogs will have their estrus cycle, have that bloody show, twice a year. Well, the doggy version of rhythm, they were just totally out of step with this. When their dog was actually in heat was the worst time they could let the dog out. A dog's bloody show lasts for approximately 2 to 3 weeks. The first week, it's a little bit of a show. Dog's not willing to fool around. The second week of the cycle is when the dog is going to be what we call in standing heat. These dogs are now ovulating and are willing to fool around with those boys. Then the third week of their heat cycle, the bloody show is less in evidence and, again, aren't willing to fool around. So doggy rhythm, totally out of step. All right, here's another one. People want to know, why does a dog have interest in their leg? You've seen those little dogs, sometimes bigger dogs. They'll wrap their legs around you and start getting that pelvic thrusting going on. Why are they doing it? You know, are they trying to be a little on the sexually aggressive side? In reality, most of the time, these dogs are actually trying to show dominance. This pelvic thrusting, mounting another animal, is one of the first signs of dominance that you'll see in a pack situation. So when a dog is doing it to you, it's really trying to show that it's dominant. Don't laugh. Best thing to do is have the dog off your leg, put it into a sit stay, explain to it this is not the way that it's done. The person that is dominant or the animal that's dominant in this relationship is you and not the dog. So the courting the beast within, go through some of the basics. We have proestrus of the estrus cycle, and that's last about 9 days. For the dog, you're going to have a swelling of the vulva and a bloody discharge. Kitties, it only lasts about 1 to 2 days, and there's no external signs. The true estrus lasts for a dog about 9 to 7 days. This is the standing heat. The kitties last 5 to 10 days, and this is the time when they're extremely vocal. They're sticking their little buns up in the air, paddling up and down with their rear feet. Many times people think the cat is having seizures because it's throwing itself with great abandon on the ground. Nope, it just needs a little bit of love, and that's what's going on there. Then we go into what's known as diestrus and then anestrus. You can learn more about it in the book. The pregnancy itself, however, is going to be lasting for a dog about 62 to 65 days, and a litter can range from 1 to up to 14 puppies. A dog can have up to 2 litters a year. For a feline, the gestation or pregnancy lasts about 59 to 72 days. 72 is oftentimes found in the oriental breeds like Siamese, and their litters can vary from 2 to 6 kittens, and queens can have 2 to 3 litters per year. You can see why it's so terribly important to go ahead and have your pet neutered early on. My usual recommendation is to have it neutered before the first heat cycle. You can greatly decrease the chances of your pet getting breast cancer. And yes, pets can get breast cancer just like humans can. It can be just as devastating. All right, so that was dating and mating. Now we have the ins and outs of mating itself. So, is it true, here is one of the questions, that the in and out thrusting action of a dog causes a vacuum effect that sticks the dogs together? Well, no, that's not why it happens. This is known as a dog tying, and the tying can last for up to an hour. The tying itself is not painful, but it is a way to make sure that every last drop of sperm gets into the female and stays there. People sometimes call their veterinarian thinking, the neighbor kids used some crazy glue and stuck the dogs together, or they try to pull them apart. The best thing to do is just leave them alone, or the best thing to do is never let it happen, get them spayed or neutered. Okay, let's see what other questions are in this book that you might find interesting. Oh, here's one. If a dog mates with two different males, can you predict which pups are from which stud by the order in which they were born? Nope, it's not going to work. So the last sperm in is not the first puppy out. When dogs or cats mate, and you can have several fathers for a female dog or cat, you'll have a mixing of the sperm inside the uterus, and you'll have eggs that are going to be fertilized by different males if you're going to have different fathers. There are some really interesting ways that now you can find out what the DNA paternity is, to such an extent that the AKC will accept this to say, okay, maybe some interloper jumped the wall and bred with this dog, and you want to make sure that you can show these dogs. Well, you can have special testing done to prove who the father was, even if there's some siblings who are from a different father. All right, how can my dog be pregnant? She went through the change of life a couple of years ago. Well, dogs never truly go through a change of life. They will continue to have estrous cycles their entire life. Now, the heat cycle may become lighter. You may have less of that bloody show, but you can have an old female who can still get pregnant. The real problem by having these older females who become less showy in that bloody show is the fact that they can run into a condition known as a pyometra. A pyometra is an infected uterus. Again, another issue that comes about with this infected uterus is that a female dog's cervix is typically closed. So this infection builds up and up and up, and there's no external signs majority of the time that there's a problem going on. You may just notice that your female dog, the bitch, is seeming lethargic, maybe having vomiting, a little diarrhea, just seems off. It never seems to fail. It seems like it's Sunday at 2 o'clock in the morning when you realize, no, my dog is very ill. You now take it to your local emergency clinic. They take a look at it, realize that, yes, it's ill, and start asking you some questions like, okay, so this is an intact female. When was it last in heat? Kind of scratch your head going, what does this have to do with it? I don't remember. Maybe it was a couple of months ago. I don't know. Well, in reality, what may be going on is this uterus is now infected. Think of it somewhat like you and I having an appendicitis problem. It gets bigger and bigger internally. If your dog is unfortunate, it can rupture, or you can take it to surgery at that time, but it's not a surgical risk, a good surgical risk. Your options really are not very good. Either take the chances, do the surgery, or put the pet to sleep for something that could have been avoided if you had spayed this animal early on in its life. Another reason to have that pet neutered. So just the facts now of the ins and outs of mating. Dogs definitely do it doggy style. Dog comes from behind, mounts the animal, and when they do join this rump-to-rump type of a situation they have, tying is absolutely normal. Nobody's getting hurt at all. With cats, they're not really into foreplay. They just kind of quickly have the male jump on board. The male grasps the female at the scruff of the neck, holds on very quickly, does his job, jumps off. And yes, you may notice that all of a sudden the female lets out just this blood-curdling cry. It's not so much that it is a painful situation, though I have a feeling there is a little bit of discomfort involved, because at the end of the feline penis are these little barbs. And the barbs are to stimulate the vagina, which cause the ovaries to release their eggs. Cats and dogs are very different, that in a dog, the eggs are released from the ovaries, very much like happens in a human female. But cats are very different. They are called induced ovulators. They need to have that copulation, the sex act, and these little barbs at the end of the male feline penis stimulate the vagina even a bit more and make sure that there is going to be this release. So with that stimulating little bit of tidbit of information, we're going to break right now for a short message, and I'll be right back with more information on the secret sex life of dogs and cats. Stay tuned.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
The Boo Boo Loon Pet Recovery Collar is an innovative inflatable product that comfortably restricts pets from harming most surgical wounds, skin disorders, and obsessive licking or scratching. It's the humane alternative to the hard plastic cone and other devices. The Boo Boo Loon is easy to use and designed to be soft, fully adjustable, and pillow-like, allowing for unrestricted vision and complete freedom of movement. Sizes range from extra small to extra large. So join the Boo Boo Lution. Become a Boo Boo Buddy on Facebook or check out booboo-loon.com. booboloon.com.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
The Pet Doctor is sponsored by Ellie Mae Pet Supplements. Ellie Mae is an animal health care company that creates products which focus on improving the overall health and quality of life for your much-loved pet. Visit us at www.battle-cancer.com for more information on dog cancer and how Ellie Mae supplements can help your dog.
Hi, everybody. I'm Megan Blake here with my sidekick, Super Smiley, the giant mutt and spokes dog for throwaways. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, and I'd like to tell you about our brand new show, A Super Smiley Adventure. Our show explores adventures with animals. They can be traveling, out-in-the-world trips, or inner journeys where our animals lead us to inspiration and self-discovery, or just plain, fun adventures. Join us here on Pet Life Radio on A Super Smiley Adventure. Good boy.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Okay, now we've had the dating, we've had the mating, and now it's time for whelping in Wonderland. I've always been kind of surprised when a lot of my clients want to have their children see the joy of birth. I know I was present when my daughter had her three children, and it is definitely something that can be a little bit scary sometimes, I think, for children to watch. You want to make sure that if your child is going to be present for the birth of a cat or a dog, that they're briefed on what to expect. This is something that is very natural. Probably a better alternative to having your own animal breed is to go ahead and purchase a video that has been produced. It's actually now a DVD, I should say, by National Geographic. It is called In the Womb Animals. You can buy it on Amazon.com. There's a lot of other places where you can purchase this great DVD. It actually shows the whole scenario from the mating to the delivery of a golden retriever, an African elephant, and a dolphin. You can watch this over and over again as many times as you want to. If you try and breed your own animal, it never seems to fail. They're going to have the puppy or kittens when your children are asleep or at school. And you may say, I'm going to find great homes for all of my puppy's offsprings or my cat's offspring. But you also have to think about their offspring. If you want your children to see the joy of birth, I will typically say, take them to the shelter and let them see what happens when all of these great animals can't find homes. There is too many animals, cats and dogs, that are euthanized every year because there are not enough good homes around them. So get the DVD. It's a great way of seeing what's going on, and you don't have to worry about adding to pet overpopulation. Question about whelping in Wonderland. If you don't let your dog have a litter of pups, is it not going to be as good a dog? Well, my response to this, are women less because they've never had babies? No, that's really kind of absurd. So what makes a dog a better dog is a caring owner and early behavioral training. We know that the number one reason why dogs are relinquished to shelters is because their owner has not taken the time to really train them. Giving birth doesn't add to the personality at all. It just merely adds to pet overpopulation. All right, so overpopulation, how do you get that where? By getting pregnant. Question. I want to know my dog is pregnant. Can I use my home pregnancy kit on her? Well, thankfully, there now are early pregnancy tests for dogs, but it's going to not involve having your pet urinate on that little stick, but it's going to require you taking your pet to the veterinarian to get a blood sample drawn. It's very quick. It's very accurate. Usually, you want to have your dog be about 28 days post-conception. Presently, there's no such test for cats. But after about 30 days, most veterinarians with some pretty good fingers can tell whether or not your dog or cat is pregnant. All right, so we're down to just the facts of whelping in Wonderland. And whelping is a fancy term for birthing and also known as parturition. For a dog, you can tell when your dog is going to be delivering about a day ahead of time if you start taking its temperature. A normal dog's temperature is 101 to 102.5 degrees Fahrenheit. It'll drop to about 98 degrees or lower about 24 hours before the dog is going to deliver. This is also the time when it starts getting a little bit anxious. Great time to make sure you have that whelping box present so it can get into it and just snuggle on down. usually find a place that's going to be nice and quiet. And the well-being box can be just a cardboard box with some clean sheets so you can clean it up, because the birthing process is a little bit on the messy side. It'll start with the dog becoming, and the cat also, becoming restless. You will see a bit of a vaginal discharge. Oftentimes that discharge is going to be bloody. Then you're going to have the expulsion of the pups or the kitten. They can come out either their little buns first or head first. Either one is totally normal. In between the delivery, you're going to have the bitch or the queen start cleaning that kitten up, many times eating the placenta, and start nursing. If you have a female dog or cat that is in the midst of delivery, but you're finding that, boy, they've been pushing for an hour and there's just no kitten, there's just no puppy to be seen, this is a time you really should take that pet in to be seen by your veterinarian. There could be a problem. Most dogs and cats do deliver without any complications, without any assistance. But good idea, when in doubt, take it in. And before they deliver, ask your veterinarian what to expect, ways that you can be prepared to help along if necessary. All right, now they had those puppies, kittens being born. Now you have that patter of little paws all through the house. What to do with these little creatures? And what kind of weird questions did I receive on the patter of little paws? Well, here's one. A friend's dog just had a litter, and I want to take the puppy home as soon as I can, but my friend won't let me have one until it's about 6 or 8 weeks along. Isn't it better for me to have that pup home sooner until it can get to know me? In actuality, dogs and cats go through 5 distinct stages of development. So it's known as neonatal, just born, transitional, socialization, juvenile, and adult. And it's during these socialization times that it really is important for that dog, for that puppy, or the kitten to learn from its mother and to learn from its litter mates. So waiting until it's probably 8 or sometimes even 12 weeks of age is going to be better. Well, I think at this point right now, we should probably just jump into that snip and tuck. This is an area that really seems to give a lot of pet owners concern. It often seems to cause my male clients more concern than the female clients. Too many times I've had to convince my male owners that really, I don't want their boy parts. I just want their dogs or their cats, because in the long run, it's going to be much better for the health of that pet psychologically as well as physiologically to be neutered. When you have that male dog in the backyard and the female dog and somewhere in the neighborhood is in heat, it gives off a pheromone, a scent in that bloody show that really can be just drive these dogs crazy. The best way I can describe it is imagine you're a 16-year-old boy. It's during the summer. Next door is Christy Brinkley in all of her youth in this great teeny little bikini. You can see her. You can smell her. You just can't get to her, and it drives you crazy. Well, a dog that is intact or a cat that's intact that has that scent going through the air is going to go crazy too. So maybe your cat just always stays in the backyard. Your dog never wants to get out and roam. But now all of a sudden, there's this impetus to find love. So it goes over the fence, under the fence, and as it's crossing that street trying to find love, it finds that car bearing down on it, and now gets smooshed by the car. Not a good idea. So get your pets neutered. Okay, some crazy questions about snip and tuck. Client called, pet owner wanted to know, I've been calling around to get the price of a dog being fixed, and it seems to vary from vet to vet. Is it okay to go with that discount clinic? Well, sometimes you do pay for what you get. Getting your pet neutered is a surgical procedure. You want to make sure that the facility is one that is going to address pain care, sends home pain medication. It's always best to have preoperative blood work run on your pet, even if it seems to be in good health, to make sure everything is in good condition, good running order, I should say. The surgery itself is going to be done in a sterile operating facility. And then when it goes home with you, sometimes that day or the following day, that they're going to be concerned and do follow-ups. You can sometimes pay for what you get. So if it seems to be too good of a deal, ask what is included in that cost of the spay or the castration. Question for you is going to be, let me see as I'm flipping through my book. Ah, here's a good one. Can you neuter him again? The testicles have grown back. This is something I oftentimes hear from my clients when they've taken their dog home, the male dog, and they find when the dog gets excited sometimes, there are these two little bulges that will form on either side of the sheath. And they think, ah, the testicles have grown back. Well, dogs are not lizards. Once those testicles are removed, they don't grow back. What you're seeing is called the bulbal urethral gland, and they're actually glands that produce some of the seminal fluid, the fluid that's used in the ejaculation. So when these dogs get excited later on, those glands are still there, and they can still get enlarged. Male dogs in particular can still get a bit of a hard-on after they've been neutered. And this is something very interesting. Dogs truly do have boners. They have a bone in their penis. It's known as the os penis. And this allows them to more easily penetrate the female. So, yes, that's where the term boner has come from. So, with all of this being said, if you have questions about your dog or cat breeding, is it doing it right? What does this mean? Is this normal? Is this natural? The best person to always ask whenever you have questions about anything having to do with your cat or dog is going to be your primary care veterinarian. But if you still have some questions, if it has to do with sexuality and the secret sex life of your dog or cat, you can pick up my book, The Secret Sex Life of Dogs and Cats. Again, you can find it on Amazon.com, or you can even just send me an email at thepetdoctor@petliferadio.com, and I'll gladly answer them for you. So I hope this didn't shock you. I hope you learned a little bit and hopefully were a bit entertained. Thank you very much for tuning in. Tune in next week. You never know what we're going to be talking about. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Doctor is sponsored by Ellie Mae Pet Supplements. Ellie Mae is an animal healthcare company that creates products which focus on improving the overall health and quality of life for your much-loved pet. Visit us at www.battle-cancer.com for more information on dog cancer and how Ellie Mae supplements can help your dog.